We didn't comment on the Gemara on Vav Amud Beis on the bottom about Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Okay, what is that concept all about? We know that there are different Shivim Panim LaTorah, 70 approaches to the Torah. What does it mean that Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim? So there, basically, there's a long piece that Rav Ronsweig once wrote. It was printed in Tradition. I think I heard the shir from him once, but the truth is I did not read the whole article again. So I just want to share with you just two shittas. There might be three, but lemaisa, two basic shittas to Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. There is a Ritva in Maseches Erevin where the Gemara presents a machleks to Misham Besolo. And how do we paskin when there's a machleks Misham Besolo? We always paskin like Besolo. The Gemara writes, the reason for that was is that they always presented Misham Meshita first before they presented their own. And that symbolized a tremendous level of menschlichkeit that they had. And therefore, Hashem was Zoka. Hashem made it as if L'maisa, the Oilam, would hold like Basil over Beshamah. That's what the Gemara writes in Erevin and Dafid Gimel Mabez. So the Ritva has a comment on Yud Gimel Mabez. He says, Eilu Veilu Dir Elokim Chayim. Shalu Rabbeinu Tzarfat Zal. The Rabbanim of France asked, Heich Efshir Shiyushneim Dir Elokim Chayim V'zeh Oser V'zeh Mater. How is it possible that both can be Dir Elokim when one asers and one maters? V'tirtzu kisha'olo Moshe l'marom, l'kabel Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shomayim to get the Torah, to receive the Torah, hero lo akol dover v'dover. They showed him everything. Mem tes ponim l'isser, mem tes ponim l'heter. They showed him 49 ways l'isser, 49 ways l'heter. V'sho'o l'akadosh baruch hu alzeh. And they asked Hashem. V'amar she'ezeh masur l'chachme Yisrael, Shivakol dor vador v'yehachra kamosam. Hashem says it is up to the Chachmei Yisrael of every door to decide which opinion they want to follow, Isser or Heter. V'nachun hu l'fi adrash u'bederach emes yeshtam sod b'davar. So I want you to get the Ritva and Erev in here. Dafid Gimel Mabez writes that both opinions, when you have a machlekes, are authentic. There's no doubt about it. Both are emes. And it's up to the Chachmei Ador to decide which day they want to hold like. And that's what we assume. The objective truth is that not when one is right and one is wrong. But the emes is both are right. And it's up to the Chachmei Ador, b'chol dor v'dor, to decide which one we're going to be knowing like l'dinin. So this is what the Ritva writes in Erevin on Daf What, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It's a very important Ritva. Okay, that's one approach. But the upshot being is that the emes, the ultimate truth that we have, is that it refers to what? It refers to both shittas, and that it is referring to both shittas are considered to be emes. Okay. However, there is the Rambam in the Hakdama of the Parish of Mishnayis who has a different approach. And the Rambam in the Hakdama of the Parish of Mishnayis writes the following. He basically writes, it's up to us to find the ultimate truth. And the ultimate truth, obviously, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're given Yud Gimel Midos to find that truth. So therefore, Lamaise, it seems to be that there's one ultimate truth. And the question is that, Lamaise, we have to strive through our own Yud Gimel Midos to find the ultimate truth. You follow the difference? Because according to Ritva, both are objectively correct. They're both objective emes. The Chachmei Ador of Chol Dor V'Dor has just have to decide which one is emes. Whereas according to the Rambam, the Parish of Mishnayis, there happens to be only one ultimate emes, and we have to get through it through the Yud Gimel Midos. So I guess whichever opinion we'll hold like, we're holding is the ultimate emes. I guess you can get to the Yud Gimel Midos through the Yud Gimel Midos to both the Deis. The question is which one we're going to follow. Okay, so that's what the Rambam basically has. That's the first point that I wanted to mention regarding the halacha of Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Okay? That's the first point. Second point, let's get to, is that If you recall from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, we had the following. If you recall from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, we thought that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that the Rambam holds Avira Karabu Mine works for Trumas and Maestras, right? Then we said, what was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's Raya? The Rambam. What did the Rambam say? If you have a Gag and a Churba, maybe Vikore. Does that show anything? We said, no, that's a special din of Bikurim, because you have to bring the best stuff for Bikurim. You have to bring the best stuff from Bikurim. That shows nothing about Avira Karabu Mine by Yanikin. What was the other Ram? I think Jesse asked me this in Seder on Thursday. What was the other Ram that Rosh Soloveitchik had? If you have the root in Eretz Yisrael and the branches in Chutz La'aretz, what do you follow? He says you follow the branch. And therefore that showed Avira Karabu Mine. Therefore the whole thing's deemed as Chutz La'aretz. That doesn't show Avira Karabu Mine either. That shows, when you have to decide which is the ikar part of the tree, do you follow the branch or you follow the root? So we happen to follow the branch. That doesn't show Avira Karabu Mine. So I'm saying also that other Mara Makom in the Rambam doesn't show anything about Avira Karabu Mine. Yossi was asking me that this morning. I want you to get that because we didn't discuss that other Rambam. That notion of the Shorish, that notion of the Shorish and the branch doesn't show anything, Lamaisa, because it just, you have to decide what's the ikar part of the tree. So that's the second point I wanted to mention. That also doesn't show anything. Number three, let's just get this. I wanted to go over this because we didn't fully complete it. And then we must go right to the Kibush Yochid. Does anyone recall we had the Gemara by Prusbel? What did the Gemara say by Prusbel on Lamed Zion? That in order to write a Prusbel, who must own land?
Lova.
Excellent. So the Gemara writes that the Lova must own land. That's correct. And what did the Gemara say? The Gemara had a case where what? Where the Lova was given, the Lova had a peg, had a flower pot put on pegs, and since there was a hole under the flower pot, he gets the nourishment from the hole to the ground. Yes? And therefore, what's the halacha? The halacha is that what? The ground is considered to be what? The ground is considered to be the lovas. Is that correct? Okay. So I want to just get this let's get it very good. Why is it that we said that you have to have a hole? Why did the Gemara say you need to have a hole? Why don't you just say the indentations in the ground are what? Are considered to be what? Owned by the lova. Why must you say that the lova has the hole under the flower pot? You understand the kasha? Why can't you just say the indentations in the ground are of the lova? So what's one answer we could say? So the Ran, the Ritva, the Ramban say, the Rashba, that it's not enough. Those small indentations are not enough to write a Prusbel. That's the first answer. Let's get it. What's difficult with that, the Rashba says? We said that a cabbage leaf is enough. So if a cabbage leaf is enough, why shouldn't the holes in the what indentation be enough? So what's the answer to that? What do you say the answer to that is? The answer to that is that a cabbage leaf is enough if you're giving it to him. You're makne it to him, but if you're lending it to him, you need something more significant. Little indentations in the ground are not enough. So that's the answer that we wanted to say, Lamais. That's the first answer. Then there's a second answer. The Ramban, the Rosh, and the Rashba give the following teretz, that you know who owns the pegs? Guess who owns the pegs? The owner of the cart owns the pegs. The owner of the cart owns the pegs. So if it's the owner of the car owns the pegs, that's why you have to come on to what? That's why you have to come on to the hole, right? Because the lova's got to own some land, so through the hole he's got a chelik in the land. What's difficult with that if you say the owner has the pegs? What do you say what's difficult with that if the owner has the pegs? And he lent him what? He lent him the pegs, but he didn't lend him the land of what? He lent him the pegs, right? The guy who owns the pegs is the owner, is the malva. But he lent him the pegs, but he didn't lend him the place where the indentations go. Why is that difficult? Because if you lend the guy the pegs, obviously he expects to put the pegs in the ground. So if you're lending him the pegs, you're also lending him the hole in the ground. So what's up, shot? And you cannot tell me, it's very interesting, you can't tell me he was makabel the karka regarding what? Regarding the usage. Maybe it was makabel the karka regarding the usage of placing the pegs. That's not considered to be your land. Meaning being makabel the karka for the place, for the place of using the pegs, that's not called your karka. If that's the case, why did the Gemara just say, the Gemara's answer also is difficult, Lamaisa. Why did Gemara have to say it's placed on pegs? Why can't you say it was placed on what? It was placed on the karka that he lent. And he only lent him what? The hanachas ha'atzitz. He only lent him the actual place of the atzitz, right? In other words, if there's a notion of lending something just the place, why do you have to say it was put on pegs? You lent them the place of what? You lent them the place of the karka, and that's enough. Right? You just lent them the hanachasatzes. That's not considered to be karka. That's why you have to come out of the hole, right? You want to tell me in general, I can lend a guy usage of the land. That's not considered to be his land. So why do you have to stand on your head and say it was on pegs? Put the flower pot on the ground, and there's a hole. That's why it's considered to be yours. Because giving the ability to use the flower pot is not yours. It's not your land. So that's why you got to come out of the hole. Why do you have to elevate it on the pegs? What's the answer? The answer must be, and this is the answer, is that the Baltziki, the bow of the pegs, is also using the karka. So there's shutfim in the karka. The lova and the bow of the pegs are shutfim in the karka. Since there's shutfim in the karka, what's the din? It's not exclusively yours. It's not exclusively yours. What's halacha? Therefore, what? It's not considered to be the loiva's karka. And therefore, the loiva has to have exclusive rights to the karka in order to be able to write a prusbul. And that's the answer, Lamaisa, of the Gemara. That's why we have to say it's elevated on pegs, and therefore it has a hole in it, and therefore the loiva has karka exclusively. Because the owner of the pegs keeps the pegs, he's also sharing them within the indentation of the ground. So therefore, the only type of land that the lova can have is if the land comes under the hole. That's exclusively his, the nourishment. And therefore, what? The lova has karka. And therefore, it's considered to be a good prusbul. That's the din. Okay, that's the mahalach I wanted to bring out, Lamaisa. Because the Gemara had said, if you remember, the Gemara said we had to elevate on the pegs. If the whole notion is lending place is not considered your land, so why do you have to elevate it on pegs? The Gemara had said, lending, giving the usage of the place becomes the guy's land. So that's why you can't give that answer. You can't say lending a place doesn't become the guy's land. It does become the guy's land. Therefore, we had to elevate it on the pegs, and therefore what? Through the hole, it becomes his land. Okay, that's the shot. That was the third point I wanted to mention. Okay, let's begin now. We're up to Zion of Anaf on the bottom. Let's begin the Bryson. Okay, Menachem, let's see the Bryson inside. Come on, hold on. Let's see the Bryson about Suri. Okay? Let's see the Bryson about Suri. Yes, Zion of Anaf. Let's see the Bryson. I'm sorry, Kesem Anaf. I apologize. Kesem Anaf. Let's see the Bryson. Yeah? He was left on here. Ari, left. I didn't even need that. Right. Go ahead. Let's go. Kesem Anaf. Let's see inside. Yeah, turn on a little bit louder, please, Menachem. Yeah, go ahead. 3 ways Suri is like Eretz Yisrael, 3 ways is like Chutzlarts. Very good. Very, very clear, Brysa. And we know that in numbers, usually we know that in grammar in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, with a hey, it's Lashon Nekeva, right? Without a hey, it's Lashon Zachar. Numbers are the opposite, right? Shalosh is what? Nekeva. Shlosha is Zachar. Huh. So obviously, let's see the Taisus here. What does it mean, Bishlosha? It says Shlosha is Lashon Zachar. What's Taisus bothered by here? Let's see inside. Go ahead. Yeah, let's see the Taisus, dear Maska Bishlosha. Go ahead. Let's see inside. Someone doesn't have a Gemara. Let's see inside. Go ahead. Unless you know about Peh, right? Go ahead. Vaiter. Go ahead, Menachem. Yeah? Very good. Now, did you notice the Mesoros Hashas here? The Mesoros Hashas is in Os what? It's not in the Os V'Hadar.
It's not.
It was in my Gemara. I left my Gemara home today. What is the Lashon of the? Does anyone have the regular one? He says Lashon Tamua. No.
It says on the side.
It says on the side, Divritos Tamua. It's wondrous. Ayin Reish Kedusha. Thank you, Zach. This Tois is a Pella. Why is this Tois a Pella? Oh. So I'm not really sure why Taisus is Pella, but what we will say over is the Marashah's Hesber in the Taisus. Okay? The Mesoros Hashas, Alan says, the Divrei Taisus is Tamua, based on the beginning of Kedusha. It is in those Ozvah, where?
It says there?
Yeah, where? Which Oz? Which Oz? I don't, which Oz?
Zion.
I see. I don't, not mine. Not in this one.
It's down here.
Zion. Oh, in Zion. Okay. Divrei Atayis Tamu, Ayin Reish Kedushin. Okay, in the Ghost of Tziyun. Okay. Oh. So what's the pshat? Let's get it. Lefidah Maskonis HaKedushin. Maskonis HaGemara B'Kedushin. The Mishnah says in Kedushin, Shlosha drachim isha niknes, bekesef shtar ubiya. It says, b'shlosha drachim. Yeah? Shlosha drachim or shlosha drachim? What's the lashon of the Gemara there in Kedushin? Shlosha, that's correct. Very good. So what does the Gemara say in Kedushin? The Gemara says in that vase, Amud Al, Amud Beis, Mesech Skidush, Lishlam, Lafidu Maskanis HaGemara. It says, Isha Niknis B'Shalosh Drachim. Shalosh Drachim, it says. Feresh HaMishnah. Now the Gemara's Maskanah Kedusha says as follows. Let's get it. It says that sometimes the Chumash, the Tanakh, uses Lashon Derech, B'Lashon Zachar, and sometimes it uses Lashon Akeva. In the Mishnah, it's the same thing. Therefore, it says Shavsa. Suri is Shavsa. Since it says Afara, Tomei, it's Muchuch that Suri is a Lashon Nekeva. Therefore, what should it have said, Menachem? Should have said Shlosh. It should have said Shalosh. Correct. Because Afara, Tomei, implies that it's Lashon Nekeva. Right? So why on earth does it say Shlosha? What's the answer? Because the shlosh is going on the three things that are enumerated. And what are the three things that are enumerated? Eved, get, those are certainly Lashon Zachar. And afar, what is afar? Afar is also Lashon Zachar. Because it says, v'hach es afar arts v'haya l'kinim. It says l'kinim. It doesn't say v'atihi. It says v'haya. It also says, "Minafar shir yeva karka mishkan." Doesn't say tiyeh. So the Marsha says that's the pshat in the Tosis based on the beginning of Kedushin. So read the Tosis one more time, Menach. Start from the Dimra Maska, please. Go ahead. Lashon Zachar. It says Shlosh Lashon Zachar. Why? Avogav. How do I know that Suri is Lashon Akeva? Because it says it's dirt. Afara is Tomei. Right, so you see that Suri is a Lashon Akeva. So why did it say Shlosha? Go ahead. Actually, because we're going on the things that are enumerated. The things that are enumerated are Lashon Zachar. Get, Lamaisa is, Eved, get, and the bottom line, Afar also is a word that is considered to be what? Tameh. Its essence itself is not Tameh, but its essence is Lashon Zachar. That's why it says Shlosha. So I don't know why the Masor Shas says Lashon Tamua. I don't know what it's wondrous. The Marsha's Masbid the Tosis is very beautifully Lefi the Maskana Sagamara Miseches Kedushin. Yeah, go ahead, Moshe. I can't hear you. So that's what the Gemara asked. The Gemara asked there in Kedushin. The Gemara gives two terutzim. Gemara says that Kesef and Shtar are ancillaries to Biyah. That's what the Gemara wants to say. They're Tzorach Biyah. Because the marriage is that notion. So that's considered to be Lashon Akeva. That's why it's considered to be the dominant thing, Shalosh. That's one of the answers. So I don't know why it says a Lashon of Tamua. Did anyone think what the Pshat was? Why did he say it was a Kasha? I think the Marsha is Mazda that tells you beautifully. Why is it Lashon Tamua? Fida Maskana Sakamara Kedushi, it works beautifully. Anyone had a pshat why it said Tamua? Yeah, go ahead, Yossi.
I don't have a pshat. I just thought the first Tosos in Kedushin deals with that. Maybe he has a question in the first Tosos. I don't know. Or one of the first Tosos in Kedushin deal with
Lashon. All right, okay, you have to show me. You show me tomorrow, okay? But I don't know why it's Tamua. I thought it fit very beautifully. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara. Weiter, let's go. Very good, Menachem. Weiter, let's go. No one had the pshat tamua. Tamua means usually akasha. I don't know what the pshat. Josh, you had the pshat tamua. I don't know why it's tamua. Feed the maskana, it's good. What'd you say? All right, we got. I can't hear you. Right. You mean Tamua was, why is Tosis even mentioned? It's a Dover Poshet, you mean. Okay, could be. I mean, what we're Masber, basically workers, was a Dover Poshet. So in other words, what is Tosis pointing out? Okay, all right, we got to think about it more, but at least we have the Pshat in the Tosis. Okay, is that what you mean? You mean it's a Dover, okay.
Marshall says
Yeah, okay, but I'm saying, what does it mean? Is it Dover Poshit to me? Yeah. No, he says because of the Dover Poshit I get. That's what I thought the Pshat was. That's in his Lashon Tamua. Okay. All right, so that's the Pshat in the Taisis. Very clear Pshat in Taisis. And that's why it was Dover Tamua. Okay? He doesn't want Taisis has to point it out.
Though in Kedushin, though, it's going on in the Isha. That's why he used Lashon Nekeva. I'm saying as opposed to...
Okay, that's one answer. Then the Gemara answers that Kesev Ishtar is Lotzarech Biyin. Okay. All right, very good. Viter. Let's go, Menach. Okay, all right. But we're going out what's enumerated, and what I guess the Masorah Shasmas is Dover Poshet. But we're being masbir the Tois based on the Maskonos of Gemara in Kedushin. Okay, go ahead. Simon Abbar Reik, which is a mnemonic. Go ahead. Oh. So Ofer Tomei is Bechutz Lartz, yes? Okay, so let's comment first one at a time. What does Ofer Tomei Bechutz Lartz mean? What does Rashi say? Let's see the bottom. Read the Rashi, please. Go ahead, Menachem. Yeah, read it. Read the Dibra Masko. Go ahead. Excellent. Even though this town holds Kibush Yochashme Kibush, I want you to know your Chayv and Meiser. Nevertheless, they made a Gzeira. So let's get it. What is this Gzeira? So there are two, three different Gemaras in Shas as to why the dirt was Tomei. Let's get it down. Okay, number one. There is a Gemara in Zvachim and Kufi Gimel Omer Aleph that says the Chachamim made a Gzeira on Tuma on Eretz Amin. Because the Mesei Mabul, the people that died in the flood, died in Chutz La'aretz, and we don't know where the corpses are. Therefore created Tuma that was imbued at Eretz Amin. That's one Gemara. Okay? That happened in Chutz La'aretz, not Eretz Yisrael, number one. Number two, there were many corpses, unfortunately, that were killed by Nebuchadnezzar. And most of them were in Chutz La'aretz. We don't know where the graves are. They're scattered, ana va'ana, here and there. And therefore, Tosus writes in Nazir, on Daf Chof Dalin and Beis, another reason why we have Tuma in Eretz Amin. And number three, non-Jews, unfortunately, sometimes did not have a specific place for a cemetery. They would bury their loved ones everywhere. It wasn't marked off. And therefore, again, there was Tuma in Eretz HaAmin. Aye, there is a Machlekes Tanoim in Yevamis, on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph, that says, Meis Akum, a non-Jewish man that has died, is he mitame ba'ohel or not? This is a machlokes tanoim to the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Tanakama says no. Tanakama says no. Eino mitame ba'ohel. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says they do. Okay? This is a Machlokes Tanoim. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Very important Machlokes. Now, everyone agrees. Maga and Masa, there is Tuma. What is Maga? Touching a mace. Maga is carrying a mace in a suitcase or a box. We don't actually touch the mace. So everyone agrees, black and white, that a mace Akum is Matame Bamago Masa. The question is a mace Akum Matame Ba'ol if you're under the same roof? Now it's a Machloikis Tanoim, as we said, Tanakam Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a Machloikis, the Rambam writes it, Harapaskin, which day? And the Machaber writes a Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Lahachmir. That is why a Kohen cannot go to medical school. Because even though he might not work with the cadaver or touch it, but he's under the same roof. Aye, the cadaver's a non-Jew, so what? Mechaber writes, Yesh Lahachmir. And therefore, you are over that din. Okay? Therefore, Lamaisa, we pass her. Moshe, the Rav held like that. But the Mechaber writes, Yesh Lahachmir. Nothing to pilpul about. To the Feirish din in Shulchan Aruch. Tanakama, Meis Akum Lamaisa, Meshir Bayachai Machloikis. So you might have said, aye, what's the big deal? The Tanakhama says that Meisach is not Matame Ba'ol according to the reason. Yes, but it's Matame Ba'mago Masa. plus the fact we have a Shimon Bar Yochai. So the promulgation of this gzeira was, first they made the gzeira on touching. Mago Masavir Tzavim. I don't know if we'll get to it today, but then they made the gzeira on the airspace. And the reason being is they didn't want Yidim leaving from Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz La'aretz, and learning from the Maaseh Hagoyim, says the Gemara in Shabbos on Tet Vav Beis. So the upshot thing is that there are three different reasons as the Tumah of Eretz Amin. Number one, they may say Mabul. Number two, the Harugim from the Nebuchadnezzar. And they did not what? They did not have specify where the cemeteries were. That's all in the second reasoning, or Tosfos says another. And the third reasoning is, actually that was the second reason. Third reasoning is that the non-Jews did not have specific cemeteries. That's the third reason.
Where is that?
And that's based on this Gemara, Lamaisa, in Yevamos, on Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, and the Gemara in Shabbos on Tet Vav Amud Beis. So therefore, that was the third reasoning. And the fourth reasoning being, it's not really a fourth reason, but they expanded even to the airspace because they didn't want Yidim leaving. Okay? So let's get that. Yes, Zach, go ahead.
What
did you say? They try to be careful. We're out of auspices. We try to tell them that specific basic farce. That's what you got to say. It's a good point. Okay. Very good. This is what we have regarding this din. Now, on Rashi's comment, let's get it. What does Rashi say? As Menachem read very nicely, that despite the fact we all kibush yochas shmei kibush, they made a gzeira on the tumor. Okay? So, what we just said answers the question. Why did they make such a gzeira on the offer that it should be tummy? Why did they? So the answer might be, Lamaisa, that just like they made a takana chachamim in Chutz La'aretz, because maybe there were dead corpses here, so too in Syria they made the same thing. There was a concern of Purus Mason. Those three reasons we gave is for Chutz La'aretz. Those reasons will apply to Syria as well. And that's why Rashi says that they were goyza the tumah. Now, the Meiri gives a different beer. Let's get it. The Meiri says, I'll tell you a different reason why the offer's tummy. Let's get it. He says, even though kibush yochas shmei kibush, but it's not legamri Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because the bottom line is that Suri was captured before all of Eretz Yisrael was captured. And if that's the case, I want you to know it's lacking in its kedusha. Because I don't care you can all kibush yochas shmei kibush, which we'll get to the detail today, Mr. Shemdinetter. But the bottom line is it was captured before all of Eretz Yisrael was captured. And that tells me that it's lacking the Kedusha that it really should have of Eretz Yisrael. And since it is lacking the Kedusha, therefore, Lamaisa, we understand why they made Xer the Ufer's Tomei. We don't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael going to Syria. Because the bottom line is not the same level of Kedusha. And therefore, the dirt remains Tomei. And thirdly, let's get it, the Radbaz writes in Hilchos Trumas Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel on the side of the page of the Rambam that even lands that were captured after Kibush Eretz Yisrael, that everyone holds as good Kibush. It's possible that's only for Trumas and Maestros Minat Torah. But it's not regarding Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Mamish. That's a very, very radical statement of the Radbaz, but I want you to get it. That even if you held that a land was annexed after all of Eretz Yisrael's capture, which everyone agrees Eitan is what? Kibush Rabin, which is a Gavaltika Kibush. But the bottom line is it was annexed. It was not Eretz Yisrael proper, Alan. And therefore what? It does not have the same level of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael proper. You might be Chayv and Trumas and Maestros, but not Torah. But you do not have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael Mamish. And that, Radbaz, would explain very well why the offer of Tzuri was Tomei. Because the bottom line, Moshe, is that it's not Eretz Yisrael Mamish. So we have three different biurim why the offer is Tomei. Okay. Biter. Let's go. Menachem. Back to the Gemara. If you sell an Eved Kenani to Tzuri, it's like selling the Chutzar's goes free. Yes? Third din. Go ahead. Now maybe. What does that mean? If a man delivers a get from Tzuri to what? To Eretz Yisrael, to Tel Aviv. What's the din? The Shliach must say b'fanenechem. Zok Rashi. Please look at this Rashi closely and tell me what is the difficulty with this Rashi. What is the difficulty? Let's go. Go ahead. What does the Bach say? Kimevi what? Kimevi Michutz Lartz. Go ahead. Hello? There's no caravans found. There's no network of communication. They won't find anything to verify. Someone tell me what's difficult with this Rashi. What's difficult with this Rashi? What does Rashi not say? Lishmo, excellent guys. Where is Lishmo? The Moli Aroyim asked this kasha. The great Goyim, the Moli Aroyim. Where is Lishmo? We want to make this Gemara, obviously, the Rova. Everyone holds. Oh. So it could be, says the Moli Aroyim, this is Acher Shalomdu. They know Lishmo. What is the Gzera that we made on Ham and Aleph? Gzera Shema Yachzor, Dover, Lekokula. Maybe we're worried about a time where they won't know Lishmo. They'll go back to the time when they didn't know. Why aren't you worried about that? Since Suri is like Eretz Israel, Linin Chayiv B'Maiser, they didn't make the Gzera. Okay? All right, you only Chayiv Midrabanan though. But that's enough to say you don't make the Gzera. That's a little problematic. No, but its land is Tameh. You know what I mean? It's Ufer's Tameh. It's not purely Eretz Yisrael. And it's only Chayiv Mitzvah Maaseh Midrabanan. But nonetheless, you have to say they didn't make the Gzera of Shema Yachzor Dovah B'Maaseh, because it's somehow connected to Eretz Yisrael enough. So there's no problem of the Shema at all. This is the pshat we want to suggest in the name of the Moli Aroyim. But we're embellishing a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? Why is there no problem of the Shema? Because they all know it's the Shema. Alright, what about Exera? Shemiyaksa double kukula? They'll go back to a time when they didn't know that Terence says we don't make such Exera. Because it's like Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayiv and Trumas and Maestris, Midirais and Surim and the Rabbanim. At least it's Chayiv and the Rabbanim. The only thing that's a little bit bothersome, the tougher's coming. So you have to say that somewhat Eretz Yisrael to say it didn't make Exera. Yeah, go ahead, Zach.
The fact that they thought the word that Shemin and Maestris kept them on the ball.
Maybe. Not a bad shot. Since the fact that Zach suggested, so they're on the ball a bit. Could be. Okay. Let's go. We got to take it a step further. Okay? Let's take it a step further. What's a steer? No steer.
No, just Rashi two lines above, though, when talking about Syria mentions Bikin
Shema. I mean, Rashi a few lines above, Yossi pointed out also, you pointed out this last week, he says, Lishma Okim. You know when we said, Legitin in, Lavodim Lo? Rashi says, Lishma Okim. Here he forgot about it. So it pronounces it. Yossi's making a good point. Two lines earlier, Rashi mentioned Lishma and Kiyum. And now all of a sudden he reads it out. It's a good horror. Why do you say, oh, remember you said Rabbah holds both? Yes, Philip.
Because the din in Molech and Maybe is when Rabbah is led their own.
Right, okay.
So
we're talking about Bafon and Nefta, Bafon and Nefta. Rabbah holds Lishma.
Don't we know already that Lishma is not applicable to Bafon and Nefta anymore at this point?
Sure it does. Rabba holds the Shema and Kiyum. Rabba is later Rava. Rabba holds the Shema and Kiyum, right? We don't ignore the Shema unless you want to make this whole Gemara according to Rava. But this is a Brisa. Right? This is a Brisa. So it's an interesting point. Yossi makes a good horror. Why did Rashi earlier says the Shema and Kiyum, and now he just mentions Kiyum? Okay. Biter now. Go ahead. Let's go. We did the three things that are similar to Chutz L'Aretz. What is it again? Ofer Tomei. If you sell an Evan and Canaan, you go free. Number three, the guy delivers again. This dude's got to sit in front of Nefer. Let's go the three ways similar to Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead, Menach. Very good. Number one. Number two. You want to come in Bitara? No problem. You can come in Bitara. Go ahead. And if you buy a field in Syria, it's like you're buying in the suburbs of Yerushalayim. Excellent. That's a very nice compliment, right? Okay. Obviously, it's Eretz Yisrael. Yes? Okay. Let's analyze now the first one. That's what we want to spend the time today on, this first one. Let's go a little bit, one more line into Gemara. Menachem, go ahead. Why on earth do you have Meis and Shvi's Eretz Yisrael? Go ahead. Excellent. Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. Kibush means capturing. Kibush, Yachid, Shmei Kibush. So there are a lot of things we got to see. We have to define the term, number one. We have to realize what it means to have Kiddush in Eretz Yisrael. Let's introduce the following. There are two times where the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael. When Yoshua brought the Yidim in, that's called Kitcher Rishonim. The truth is, there's another sheet in Yevamos, Tosos, I think on Pei Beis, and Mei Beis quotes, I think, Rabbeinu Hananel, that Avram, during the times of Avram Avinu. Okay, but we don't normally assume like that. We assume Kiddush Rishon is what? Is when Yoshua brought the Yidim in. Yoshua. Number two is when Ezra brought the Yidim back from Bavel. That's called Kiddush Shniyah. How do we paskin? We paskin is as follows. The Rambam writes that the Kiddusha that was imbued with Yoshua was evaporated when we were kicked out in exile. We paskin Kiddush Rishona Lav Kiddush Lost Love. This is what the Rambam paskins Ladina. Ezra, though, we paskin stuck. Kiddush Lost Love. Lost Love. What's the difference between the two? Let's get it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis Abachira Perik Vav Alachatet Vav that with Yoshua was Al Yidei Kibush and with Ezra it was Chazaka. Kibush means when you conquer. Once you're exiled, it was divide and conquer. Once you're exiled, the Kedusha evaporated. With Ezra, it was Al Yidei Chazaka. What does that mean? So the Rav Zatzal said as follows. The Rav said that the Rambam coins a phrase. Kedushas Shechina ain't a betel. The Kedushin Yushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash remains forever and ever. Even if we have no edifice and structure in the Beis HaMikdash. Kedushas Shechina ain't a betel. It remains forever and ever. Ezra took the Kedusha that was in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim and expanded it throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the genre of Kedusha Allen in Eretz Yisrael was the genre of Chazaka. That's why it stuck forever. Because the Kedusha Shechina was in Yerushalayim, Zeinu B'Tela, and the Beis HaMikdash that was expanded to all the spots in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam means by Chazaka. However, Yoshua was of the genre of kibush. And once they were exiled, that kedusha evaporated because they no longer conquered it. Yoshua was divide and conquer. The more they were conquered, the more kedusha was imbued. Once they were exiled, it evaporated. Ezra took the kedusha from inside Yerushalayim in the middle of Eretz Yisrael and expanded it outward. You follow me? That's how the Rav Zatzal was master of the Rambam. Now, the Radbaz in the beginning of Gostrumas has a different beer. He writes that Yoshua was not Makdashit Bepeh. Ezra was Makdashit Bepeh. And if you're Makdashit Bepeh, it sticks forever. Yoshua was not Makdashit Bepeh. He was not Makdashit Bepeh. Ezra was. That's what the Radbaz wants to say. I want you to get that down. That's a second beer, the difference. Okay? The Ravid happens to argue on this. This is the Rambam's psak. You'll get it down. The Ravid argues wholeheartedly. And the Ravid says, Pum Fakir. The Ravid writes that the rest of Eretz Israel has Kedusha. And Yerushalayim, there is no Kedusha. The Ravid writes, Kiddush Shni is Kiddush Losh Lavoi. Only regarding Eretz Israel, the rest of Eretz Israel. Yerushalayim has no Kedusha anymore. And he says, if you go to the Makam HaMikdash nowadays, you're Tomei Meis, everyone's Tomei Meis, you're not Chayiv Karis. The Ravid says, you are not Chayiv Karis. Now, the Meiri in Shavuos writes, the Ravid holds you're not Chayiv Karis, but there's an Isolav. It's a Chiddush. One way of interpreting the Ravid is the Mutar Legamri. And we always say that maybe Prime Minister Sharon should have a Fush Lema. Maybe held Medina like the Ravid. But as the Magen Avraham writes, the Magen Avraham paskins, the Magen Avraham held halacha lemaisa like the Rambam, the Magen Avraham says in Or HaChaim like the Rambam, and we assume that we cannot go on the Makom HaMikdash nowadays. Aye, how can the Chayalim be there? They have to be there because Pikuach Nefesh, to protect the Yidim there in the Kotel Maravi. Pikuach Nefesh is done. But if you don't have to cook, nefesh, you can't go up there. So we assume, like the Rambam says, the Magen Avraham Ladin. Okay. Fine. This is as of Akdomi to the nature of Kedusha at Eretz Yisrael. Alright. Let us see now the Pashtus, okay? For the Tosfos, Menachem, Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Oh! Go ahead. Rashi on the top of Chesem and Beis Kibush Yochid. Let's see inside its second line. Let's go. Very good. Rashi writes amazing things here. Let's see. What is the definition? Rashi writes, in order for something called kibush rabim, the public kibush, you need two things. Let's get it. You need number one, tzorech klal Yisrael. Okay? It has to be captured, letzorech klal Yisrael. Okay? You need all of Yisrael to be kovshin, letzorech kol klal Yisrael. Okay? So you need the population of all of Klal Yisrael, number one. And number two, you need it for the purpose of all of Klal Yisrael. You need it for the purpose of all Klal Yisrael. Let's get it down. Number one, you need all of Klal Yisrael doing the capturing. Number one. And number two, you need Letzorech Klal Yisrael. Okay? Rashi on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, which I gave you later in the Masechta, writes that when David HaMelech captured, you did not have all of Klal Yisrael there. Rashi points out in Gittin on Mem Zayin. Please get it. Rashi in Avodah Zorah, Daf Chofam and Beis, adds on that Kibush Rabbi means 600,000 Yidim, and you need the Urim Vitumim. So in order to have kibush, we need what? Rabim? You need two things. You need Urim Vitumim, according to Rashi and Avodah Zorah, and you need all of Klal Yisrael. Okay? So we have Rashi here, clearly seems to say, by us you need the population, all of Klal Yisrael, and for the sake of all of Klal Yisrael, two things. You need the people and also the purpose of it for Klal Yisrael, not anything private. And as Rashi says later on, by David HaMelech, all of Klal Yisrael was not there. Rashi in Avodah Zorah adds on that you need all of Klal Yisrael to be there, and he also says you need Urim Vitumim. Oh. So the Ritva and the Ro'ah, the Mesechas Avodah Zorah, ask, there are many, many cities that Klal Yisrael captured, and there was not Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael there. For example, what? For example, what? Novach. You heard of Novach in the Chumash? Novach was the son of Yair, the son of Menashe. Right? In Bamidbar Lamed Beis. Novach. Novach, Yair ben Menashe, went and he captured. How could that be considered part of Eretz Yisrael? Not everyone was there. Tyson of Avodah Zarah quotes on the Afok B'Shem the Re. May Rapport, he says, Yair in Echanami was not Eretz Yisrael, which is an amazing Chiddush, because he captured it himself. It wasn't all of Klal Yisrael there. In fact, Tosfos writes it's not all of Eretz Yisrael. According to what we're defining, Alan, you need all of Klal Yisrael and even the same Klal Yisrael. The Yachid captured it's not Eretz Yisrael. Oh. It's interesting, though. Let me ask you, you think all the lands that we captured in Eretz Yisrael had the Urim Vitumim? Clearly not. So this is very important. I want you to get this. The requirement to have the Urim Vitumim is any lands you want to annex onto Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael proper, Lamaisa, Eretz Yisrael proper does not need the Urim Vitumim. Only when you want to capture something new and add on to Eretz Yisrael do you need the Urim Vitumim. And Ole Bavel never captured any place new. They just captured places that already were Eretz Yisrael. So that's Shittas Rashi in a nutshell in the different places and shots. Please get it. We mentioned Rashi and Gittin Daps Chesam and Beis Ar Masechta Ar Gomor Rashi begin with Daf Mem Zayin Rashi Bavod Azor with Daf Chof. You put it all together. So Kibush Rabim means, and by definition, you know what Kiddush Yochid is. You need all of Klal Yisrael for the purpose of all of Yisrael, and also Rashi and Azor the Ur Bitum as well. 600,000 people, which is all Klal Yisrael. Okay. Aye. What about Novach? Novach was a Yochid, no problem. It's not Eretz Yisrael, maybe. Or you could say as follows. What could you say? That you don't need the Urim Bitumen for what? You don't need the Urim Bitumen for Eretz Yisrael proper? And maybe also what? Maybe therefore what? Since Novach was a Yochid, it will not be called Eretz Yisrael. Even if it's in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. What is the Shittas HaRambam? That's Rashi. Let's get it. What is Shittas HaRambam? As to define Kibush Yochid. What is the Rambam Shittas? Omer HaRambam. The Perek Hei Hilchus Malacha Malacha Vov and Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel Chshumis Kibush Rabin is the following. You capture Lamaisa after you've captured all of Eretz Yisrael. Then you annex more lands. There's an order required. First, all of Eretz Yisrael, and then a new land. But that's only Ayadei Melech or a Navi, Al Das Rov Yisrael. Again, Nachamo. According to the Rambam, Kibush Rabin is you capture a land after you've gotten all of Eretz Yisrael, number one. Number two, through a Melech or a Navi, Al Das Rov Yisrael. This is the definition according to the Rambam. Now, with this in mind, Lamaisa, we're going to get back to the Rambam, but I want to see Tosos first, okay? Want to see the Tosos first, and then we will get back to the Rambam, okay? Go ahead, Menachem. Let's see the Tosos on the bottom. This really should have been on Amud Beis, this Tosos. Once in a while, you have a Tosos on a different Amud. Go ahead, let's see the Tosos. Go ahead. So what does Rashi say? Now, do you read the word L'shem or L'sham? It could be read both ways. Now, L'shem obviously means for the purpose of all of Klal Yisrael. L'sham means where there's 600,000 people. The truth is, if you look in the Maram Shif, he has, do you read L'shem under the shin? Is it a tzere or is it a kamas? Is it L'shem or L'sham? You follow what I'm saying? So the Maram Shif writes it means L'sham. Meaning that you weren't all the Jews there. But we'll read it. It could be either or. That's the way we were Masber Rashi. Okay? So Tosfos says, the way he quotes the Rashi is, okay, fine. Go ahead. About David lo kavash elo what? He did it for his own private needs. He did not do it for Klal Yisrael. That's why it's called Kibush Yochid. Go ahead. Now in the Sifri, they come up with a whole new reasoning. The Sof Parshas Vahaya Ekev. Go ahead. It's mashma that all the land of Eretz Yisrael wasn't yet captured. Yes? Kidomer Hasam. Right, Hashem gave it Musar. He says, close to your palace is not even captured. You shall lie in. Perish. Very good, Menachem. The suburbs of Yerushalayim are not captured. And you want to annex more lands in Israel? I mean, come on. Where's your priorities? Go ahead. Vata. You go ahead and capture Aram Naraim, Aram Tzova, which is Syria. So that's Kibush Yochid. The definition of Kibush Yochid Lefid Sifri is doing it out of order. Before you capture all of Eretz Yisrael proper, you annex more lands. That's Tosfos' definition of Kibush Yochid. We have Rashi. We mentioned the Rambam. Now we're doing Tosfos. Kind of like the Rambam is a combination of both. No? And we're going to have to get back to it. Go ahead. The Gomer, right. If all of your Yitzchak has been captured, any place where you tread your feet, Shekoma. Excellent. What is called Kibush Rabin? Once all of your Yitzchak proper has been captured, then even if a Yachid captures more lands, annex more lands on their Yitzchak, what's that called? What's that called? That's called Kibush Rabin. Correct. That's not called Kibush Yachid anymore because you did the order right. This is what the Sifri says. Okay, so let's now analyze this Sifri with the Taisus, and then we have to try to put together Rashi and Rama and the Taisus. The Taisus Rosh quotes here the Lashon of the Sifri that Eretz Yisrael cannot be tummy with Avodah Zarah idols, and you go ahead and capture. The Taisus Rosh embellishes the Sifri. So Hashem gave Don Melch Musar. You got Avodah Zarah idols in Eretz Yisrael. You're trying to annex more lands in Eretz Yisrael. It's improper. And what David did was Shelo Kedin. That's what the Taisus HaRosh writes. Okay. Now, let me ask you. Let's define it. Taichin. Lefi the Maram Shif in the Keren Oirim in Yevomis. They ask Akasha. And if Shmuel Rozovsky asks like this, it's out. Ibn Chaparchovich. Does this fit the phrase Kibush Yochid? What is the Sifri's upshot? What's Michael, what's the Sifri's upshot? The out of orderness, right? If there is such a word, I don't think there is. But for our purposes, doing it out of order, yes? How does that fit the Lashon of Yochid? It's a great kashya. We should have been bothered by this ourselves. We're defining Kibush Yochid as you did it out of order. Why is that called Yochid? This is the kashya that they ask. Lefi the time the Sifri, why do you call the Tzuri a Kibush Yochid? It was Kibush Yochid, it's just done out of order. And the Maram Shif adds on, let's get it down. That's why Rashi didn't like the Sifri. That's why Rashi doesn't even mention Taisus. Because it doesn't define the term Yochid well. Beautiful beer, no? Oh. Says the Maram Shif to save Taisus. If you look in the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Akiv Shlomo, he writes that it's called Yochid because David did it without asking the Urim V'Tumim. He acted on his own volition. He didn't confer or ask advice from the Sanhedrin. He didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim, the Eibishter. He didn't ask the Sanhedrin. Therefore, the Kavanah of Yochid means what? He did it al das atzmoy. He did it al das atzmoy. He did it al das atzmoy. He did it out of his own volition. The Dvar Avram writes, that's why it's called Yochid. He didn't do it Kedas Teire. He do it Kedas Yochid. This is the Bir Adover Lamaisa as to why it's called Kibush Yochid. It was done out of order. You're right. When it's done out of order, you're doing it on your own as a Yochid. You're not doing it Kedas Teire. Like you're in Vitumim, like the eights of the Sanhedrin. This is one beer. One beer, I want you to get it. One beer, Betaisis. Oh. But a second beer. Let me ask you. Is the Sifri arguing on the Gemara? The Sifri is a Medrash. Medrash can argue on Gemaras. Is the Sifri arguing on the Gemara or not? What would you say? Let me ask you. And when Taisis quotes the Sifri, is he quoting the Sifri as I'm giving you a new approach different than the Gemara? Or is he trying to touch the Gemara? What do you think he's doing? Maumat Taisus. What is Taisus saying? Is Taisus trying to say there's a Medrash out there that argues on the Gemara of it? Or no? This is exactly what the Gemara means. What do you say? Says Reb Nochum Barjovich that it's a Machlaikis. Taisus is quoting the Sifri to argue on our Gemara. Yes, the Medrash can argue on the Gemara, and that's exactly what's happening here. Do you know why Tzuri is not called Kibush Rabin? Because David did it out of order. That's why. You know what the answer is? It's not Yochid, Michael. The Sifri says it's a wrong terminology. I'll just tell you it's not called Kibush Rabin. There are two reasons why it's not called Kibush Rabin, what David HaMelech did with Tzuria. Either like the Bavli, that it's a Yochid, he was a Yochid, or like the Sifri, that he did it out of order. But the Sifri doesn't like the terminology Yochid. That answers our Kash as well. The whole Kasha doesn't start. Don't ask me a Kash on the Sifri, why is it called Yochid? Because the Sifri was never trying to be Masber the Gemara. The Gemara was the one who called it Yochid. The Sifri never attempted to call it a Yochid. It just gave a different beer why it's not called Rabin. It's a beautiful terrace, no? What'd you say?
Why Tosfos quote Rashi then? It seems like it's not going against the
Rashi. Oh, Yossi says he's quoting Rashi. Okay. I don't think that's a problem. Rashi has his touch on the Gemara. I might give you a different beer that's not the Gemara. I don't think that's a riot. It's a good point you bring up, Yossi. But I'm bringing up a whole new time. You got me? It's a different time. David, you got this? You remember we had last Sunday? We had an example of a Gemara arguing with the what? A Medrash. You remember it? Recall from last Sunday. It was from last Sunday. Who remembers? Can we mekabel gerim from a malek? What Gemara do we point out in Gittin? From the B'nai Bon of Shulhamun, Lomdu Torah B'nai Brak. The Bavli says you can mekabel gerim. We quote a Medrash Tanchuma that says you can't be mekabel gerim from a malek. Then they make bracha said no. L'charchili can't be, the he can't. No machlekes. But at first glance, it was a machlekes. That was an example of machlekes, the Bavli, Gemara against the Medrash. Okay. Oh, now, I want you to get this. The Dvar Avrom writes, he doesn't think that this is right, what Rav Nachum Parchovich said, maybe what he said, what Yossi said. He thinks that the Sifri was trying to be Masber the Gemara. Okay? And who says this Befeirish? I want you to, you get it? Believe that, I'll give it to you tomorrow from our Mekubis. Taisus writes this explicitly in Avodah Zarah. And Daf Chafala from an Aleph, he writes that the Sifri is being Masber the Gemara, why it says Yochid. Okay? Why it says Yochid. Okay? But the truth of the matter is, I think Rashi by us, slam dunk Yossi. Rashi by us, it's certainly a machlekes. Because why did Rashi say it's called Kibush Yochid? Because why? Because David HaMelech did it for himself. That's why it's called Yochid. The Sifri is not attempting to explain why it's Yochid. It's just why it's not a Rabin, because it was out of order. So I think according to Rashi, it's conclusive that it's a machlekes, the Gemara and the Sifri. Okay? Tosfos writes, Tosfos writes in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf that the Sifri was being Masber the Gemara. That's why it's called Yochid. Because he did it on his own, Lamaisi. He didn't ask Eitzah. Okay. But Lamaisi, the passage is not that way. Okay. A third beer now. A third beer to answer this kasha. As to, according to the Sifri, how do you fit the Lashon Yochid? The Kirin Oren Yevamis himself, one of the great Gedolei Achronim, says as follows, that you're not allowed to capture other lands before you've captured Eretz Yisrael. That rule was said to who? Who was that rule said to, Adam? It was said to the Rabin. It was not said to an individual. Therefore, if you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, since a private individual is not obligated to capture all of Eretz Yisrael first and then annex other lands, there's no requirement of order on the Yochid. That's only on the Rabin. That's only on the Rabin. But on the Yochid, there is no such requirement. The Yochid can do what he wants. Nemele kibush yochid shmei kibush. But lamanda kibush yochid lav shmei kibush, then you need davka rabin. And since the rabin are mechuyev to do it first, all of Eretz Yisrael, calls man then on capture all of Eretz Yisrael first, annexing more lands, even if it's captured on day, rabin is not Eretz Yisrael. So what's the phraseology of yochid? What's the phraseology of kibush yochid? The fact is that before Eretz Yisrael was captured, lifnei kibush Eretz Yisrael, it's not called kibush rabin. If you hold kibush yochid, it doesn't help. That's what we want to suggest the pshat is. You follow me? Meaning that lefi the Sifri, who, what sheet is the Sifri going like? Whose sheet is the Sifri going like? Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. Get it down. Our Gemara was going according to Mandomer's Menachem Red, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. The Sifri is holding like the Mandomer Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. And therefore, no matter, even if the private individual goes in and captures it, it's not successful. Because the Maisi, you need the Rabbin. And the Rabbin have to do it first to Eretz Yisrael, and then what? First to Eretz Yisrael, and then the what? Annexing the borders. Now the Lashon HaTosfos is Mashma, after you capture all of Eretz Yisrael, you can capture other lands. Mashma, even for a what? What is Tosfos Mashma? Once you capture all the land of Eretz Yisrael, then you can capture even what? Annex more lands. That's Mashma even to a what? Even to a Yochid. Tosfos Lash is Mashma even to a Yochid. It's Mashma that a Yochid is also Mitzuva, not to what? Capture the other lands first. So this is a little bit difficult, the Keren Orah in the Pshat and Tosfos, but I want you to get it down. According to the Keren Orah, the requirement of order was sent to the Rabbin, not to a Yochid. So a Yochid, if you hold Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush is good. He could do it out of order. If you hold Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush, then you, what you did is bogus. It doesn't work at all. Not only does it not work, you need the Rabbin to do everything in order. It just doesn't fit the Lashon HaTosfos so well. Because Tosfos is Mashman, you need the order even for a what? Even for a Yochid. Meaning if the Yochid would have done it in order, it would have been good. That's Mashman, the order was set even to a Yochid. But this is the answer to the Keren Orah. So how does that answer the Kasha? So why is it called Kibush Yochid? Because the bottom line is that according to Sifri, is working with the Mandar of Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush. And that private individual that did it, whatever he does, doesn't work. Because he was a private individual. He was a private individual. David HaMelech. And therefore, since he was a private individual, if you hold Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush, it doesn't work. So we have three different biurim. Please get it. Lefi the Sifri, how does it fit the phraseology of Kibush Yochid? First Teretz was what? That he did it what? What was the first Teretz we said? He did it al das atzma, keneged haTorah. Second day was what the Sifri argues on the Gemara. We're not defining Yochid, we're just saying why it's not a Rabbin. And the third Teretz is he did it what on his own, because that literally did it on his own. But the requirement of order wasn't sent to a Yochid. It was said to a what? It was said to a tzibor. And if he what? If you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, it would be good. If you hold Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, it would be good. It fits better if the Sifri was holding Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. We just said it doesn't fit the Lashon HaTosfos because Tosfos implies even if the Yochid would have done it in order, it would have been good. That's assuming the requirement of order was sent even to a Yochid. So that's why it doesn't necessarily fit the Kerenos Pshat and the Tosfos. So we had three different Pshat and Lamaisa and this did. What did you say? Let's see. So now we have, one sec, Philip. Now we have Rashi, Lamaisa, we have the Tosfos. Okay. But we got to still get the Tosfos more. Let's get it. Okay. There is a difficulty. What's the difficulty? Before we get to the Rambam, what's the difficulty? Let's get it. The Stipler, Zatzal, and Shviz quotes the Kasha, the Maritatz. Maritatz asks, Avra Yardin, we all know what Avra Yardin is here at Sichon V'og, was Kibush Yochid. Why was that Kibush Yochid? Moshe Rabbeinu captured it before Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush we paskin. How could Avra Yardin become Eretz Yisrael? The Maritatz answers that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Mechuyiv to capture all of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Mechuyiv. So therefore, since he was not Mechuyev, the din of Kibush Yochid never starts. David HaMelech, who was Mechuyev to capture all of Eretz Yisrael, then there's a din Kibush Yochid. But there are knas, because he didn't do it right. So the Kiddush is not chal on Kibush Yochid for capturing all of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu never had a chiyuv to capture all of it, so he wasn't going to get there. So you can't call what he does Kibush Yochid. David HaMelech, you can. That's the teretz of the Maritatz. Who was capturing? Klal Yisrael captured Moshe Rabbeinu. No, but I'm saying according to the Sifri Moshe, the definition of Kibush Yochid is the out of orderness. So why is not Avra Yardin out of order? The answer is it never was out of order. Because an out of order is only a problem on someone who's mechuyev to do the thing in order. Moshe Rabbeinu never was mechuyev to do it in order. It's called. It's not kibush yochid, therefore it's called Eretz Yisrael. They captured it in Beit Kedusha. It's called kibush. It's called kibush rabin. This is the teretz of the Maritatz. The Stipler says that Moshe Rabbeinu did al pitzivu Hashem, so it's called kibush al mitzvah. And he also says that my sichon v'og prevented us to get to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore it's included in kibush Eretz Yisrael. Since they were preventing us from getting in there, it's called kibush Eretz Yisrael. So the Stipler has what two other pshat? It's either kibush al mitzvah. It was al pitzivu Hashem kibush al mitzvah. It was al pitzivu of Hashem, it's called kibush al mitzvah. Or number two, they prevented us from getting in there, so we call it kibush Eretz Yisrael. And lastly, Rav Shulti has Zatzal in his sefer, the Mishnah Shaivitz, in Shemitah, Perek Dalitz, Oschav Ches, Evi Ayarn is part of Eretz Yisrael itself, and we don't care about the order when you talk about Eretz Yisrael itself. Doesn't make a difference about the order. Okay. Now, one more point to finish up with the Taisus, then we get back to the Rambam. Oh. Why don't we assume... quick on my feet. Oh. At least I used to be much quicker. Okay, all right. But the Sifri writes... unless I'm slow or I'm really slow, but I'm trying. I'm trying to exercise. All right. The Sifri writes... what does the Sifri say? Sifri says as follows. Oh. We know what the Sifri says, but let me ask you the following question. This is a very strong kasha that it has to be thought about. Okay, you did it out of order. David HaMelech fixed it. How did he fix it? He captured all of Eretz Yisrael. So let it kick in. Yeah, let it kick in the Mafreya. Fix it. How did he fix it, Adam? He did all of Eretz Yisrael. So let it kick in the Mafreya like Yossi's saying. It's a very important point. This is the kasha, the Stipler, and the Kovna Rov, the Dvar Avrom. We say gave smicha to the Rov, Mikdish Dovid, and the David Pavarsky. They all asked this kasha. Let it kick in. Let it kick in. What's the chisaron lemaisa that it was captured before? So the Mikdish Dovid says as follows, and the David Pavarsky says, as they say this in the name of Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, the great Goyin and Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood. Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal is quoted as saying like this vort, that you needed to be miskadesh bisman kibush, ayedea maisa kibush. You'd have to recapture it again. And since there was no maisa kibush, it was not al das rov klal Yisrael. You can't kick it in l'mafreya. Because when you capture the rest of Eretz Yisrael, you need a new maisa kibush. The kibush cannot happen later. It's got to happen with the same time as the maisa kibush. And since it was not done a rov klal Yisrael, it cannot kick in like this. That's where Barnes and Sal is quoted. And the Dvar Avram and the Stipler says, B'shem the Chazon Ish, they say afterwards, since they didn't dwell in Syria, rov Yisrael remained kibush yochid. If they add on, they say in the Chazon Ish, that rov of the Yidim did not dwell in Syria. The Meile remained kibush yochid. Oh. So this is the pshat l'maisa that we have in Taisus. This is the pshat that we have in Taisus. Okay, we got it, Klortz, we got Rashi, we got Taisus. Now turn back to the Rambam. What does the Rambam write? Kibush Rabim. Definition being, what do we say? Melech. All of Eretz Yisrael was captured, who was done through a Melech, or a Navi Adas Rav Yisrael. Frek the Kovner of the Dvar Avrom. The Rambam is Mezak Ashtar Lebetrei. What does that mean? That's an expression in the Gemara. It's not a good translation, having your cake and eating it too, but it's like, kind of. He's poseach al shnei siipim. Make your decision. Are you Rashi or are you Tosfos, Rambam? What are you doing, Rambam? You're saying a little bit like Rashi, a little bit like Taisus. It's a chulant. It's a chulant. Right? What's up, Shad? He's Mizaki Beitre. Because Lamaisa, he says like Rashi, he wasn't Alpi the Melech and the Navi, Midas Rov Yisrael. And he says like the Sifri. He says like the Sifri Lamaisa. You need order. The basic kashas, there's no problem the Rambam having like the Rambam holding like Rashi does. What's the problem? What's the problem? We should formulate it like this. What should we formulate it as? How should we formulate it? Why do you need the reasoning in the Sifri? Suffice it with Rashi. Why does the Rambam say both? He says or. Just say like Rashi. What do you have to have the out of order of the Sifri? Why do you need the time of the Sifri?
Why
does Mizak and the Beitre? It's no problem you could hold it, but what do you need both for?
Why is holding both?
He said or. He said either the order or Navi al Das Rov Yisrael. Oh, Nachamol. You capture everything after you captured all of Eretz Yisrael or al Das Rov Yisrael. Right? Oh. The Rambam says, oh. Why do you need the Sifri? So the Kovna Rav, the Dvar Rav says like this. The Rambam holds that Surya is Kibush Rabin. Surya was Kibush Rabin. It was Aldas the Sanhedrin. It was Rav Yisrael. He argues. It's historical Machlokes Rambam Rashi. The Rambam writes it was for Rav Sanhedrin, Rav Klal Yisrael. That's why you need the Sifri to judge it like Kibush Yochid. This is what the Stipler writes as well. Comes out as a Machlokes. Rashi says that David HaMelech did it for himself. Menachem read very nicely. Rambam says no. He consulted all Sanhedrin. Rashi says David lo kavish al tzorka. Rambam writes that's wrong historically. It's Machlokes Rashi Rambam historical. That's why he's got to say the Sifri to tell me why Suri was Kibush Yochid. This is what the Kovner wrote. Rav Zhulti Zatzal in his Sefer Mishnas Yavetz says a different pshat. Rav Zhulti writes in Hilchos Malachim Perek Tal Halacha Yud from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's Tafka Yochid or a Mishpacha or a Shevet that capture, that's called Kibush Yochid. A Melech that captures even for himself is called categorically Kibush Rabin. The job of a Melech is the representative of Klal Yisrael. That's why the Rambam needs the reasoning of out of orderness. Because anytime the Malach engages in something, it is for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Lefi Rav Zhulti. It's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. When a Melech captures, can he capture something as an individual? Yes, Rashi says. And that's what David HaMelech did. According to the Rambam, it's impossible. Whatever a Melech does, it is inextricably linked for all of Klal Yisrael. Why is Surya called Kibush Yochid? Because it was done out of order. He captured it before what? So I want you to capture it before the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So what emerges and surfaces is as follows. That there are two ways to say over this Machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam. Either like the Kovna Rav, the Dvar Avram, that they're arguing historically. Did he have the consultation of the Sanhedrin? Rashi says, no, he didn't. Rambam says, yes, he did. Or no! Like Rav Zhulti Zatzal. That they're arguing conceptually that when a Melech conquers, can you conquer as an individual? Rashi says, yes, and that's what Kavanah Melech did. The Rambam writes, no. Every activity that a Melech does is for Gans Klal Yisrael. And that should be called Kibush Rabin. That's why the Rambam comes with the Sifri that it was out of order. Therefore, it drops it, had him to be a Kibush Yochid. Because he did it out of order. He captured our Tzuri before all of us. We got it, Klor? So let's embellish that for a moment. This notion that Rav Zhulti writes. What a Melech does is all for God's kindness. Yesh Toysmus, Bavud Zorri, Bedaf Yer Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that when Melechim died, out of respect to the melech, you know what they would do? They would cut off the hooves of horses, of his horses. They would burn his clothes to show that now the melech is nifter. There is no use for his horses. There is no use for his clothes. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Sorfin Amalochim. And they would cut off the hooves of the horses. Tosfos asks, Tzar Ba'al Chayim, cutting the hooves off horses? Tzar Ba'al Chayim. Tzar Ba'al Chayim is deraisim. Machlekes the Gemara, we assume deraisim. Says Tosfos, Kavod HaMelech is Kavod L'Klal Yisrael, and that trumps the Isser of Tzar Ba'al Chayim. The Tosfos writes black on white, giving Kavod to the Melech is not because of the Gavra, the Melech. It's because by giving Kavod to the Melech of Klal Yisrael, you're showing respect to Klal Yisrael. And that trumps the Isra of Ba'al Chayim. Because the activities of a melech is for the sake of Klal Yisrael. This is why the Rav Zatzal once pointed out, he didn't point out this place, so we're putting it together. Why is it that a melech cannot be mochel on his kavod? Why not? Because he has no bialis on his own kavod. The kavod is due to him because it's kavod of Klal Yisrael. Whereas a parent, a rebbe, a nasi, the Sanhedrin, has a chiyuv that is kavod personal to him. They have bialis to be mochel on their kavod. Kavod to a melech is not his. Therefore, it can't be mochel. It says, Shenemar som tasim al melech, som tasim alecha melech, shetei moso alecha. The mandate is that king must instill fear on the Jewish people. Can't be Moichel on his cover. But the Rav said it's not his to be Moichel on. You heard of Vort. That's exactly what Tosfos is saying in Avodah Zarah. And the Rav once commented, the Gemara writes in Shabbos, B'daf Nun Hei Amar Aleph, Kol Oimer David Chata Einu Ela Toya. Someone who says that David HaMelech sinned. David, rather. Anyone who says David sinned with Bathsheba is mistaken. She wasn't married, according to one day in the Gemara in Ksuvos, because Uriah gave a get. Anyone who went out to battle, Gemara in Ksuvos, on Testament base, anyone who says David sinned is mistaken. But the Rav pointed out an amazing diuk. The Gemara says, anyone who says David sinned is mistaken. But David as a melech certainly did sin. As an individual, on the books he didn't sin. But a melech of Klal Yisrael, many prokem of Tehillim were written by David HaMelech asking Hashem for mechila. Because perhaps this was the mistake of David HaMelech. The activities of a melech maybe, they're inextricably linked to the personal activities. Even though on the books it wasn't an aveira. It says David in the Gemara. It doesn't say David HaMelech. That was the Rav's deal. Beautiful deal, no? And this is what we're building up here. According to Rav Zhulti, it's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. The activities of a melech, is it by definition for Klal Yisrael? Rambam says it is. Rashi says no. Let's sort of call. Lefi the Rambam, if it is, why was it called Kibush Yoch and not Kibush Rab? Because he did it out of order. This is the beer that we want to say Lamaisa with Rav Zhulti. Okay. Now let's just add on one or two more points, and then we'll have to what? Tomorrow we go more into the Sugya. Shviz Lamaisa. Okay, there's a lot we have to see. But Lamaisa, let's just point out Nochamol. We already mentioned this point, Lamaisa, okay? But I want you to get it. Why is it that it doesn't kick in again? Lefi the Rambam now. Why doesn't it kick in after they captured all of Klal Yisrael? You got to ask that kasha on the Rambam, right? We analyzed it according to Tosfos. You have to say the same thing for the Rambam. This is why I want to just get these 2 points in. If you hold the Rambam holds the out of order issue, like the Sifri, the out of orderness, which I don't think is a word though. Okay, what's a word for it? What's a better word? Out of order, right? Okay. So whatever it is, why doesn't it kick in when he captures all of Eretz Yisrael again? Right? What do you say? What do you say? You have to say the same Terence. What's the answer? So that one answer, like Rabbi Aaron Cutler's Atzal, is that what? Is that you needed to be Niskadish Bisman Kibush. And there was not Das Rov Yisrael, and they never recaptured it. And the Dvar Avram, as we said, after they didn't live in Syria, was Kibush Yochid. So that's why the Ram needs the 2 reasons. I want you to get it. In the beginning of this Man Kibush, it was not Niskadesh because it was out of order. And afterwards, it wasn't Niskadesh because Rov Klal Yisrael didn't dwell there. Like we said from the Chazon Ish. And because it was a mute of Klal Yisrael that dwelled there, it remained Kibush Yochid. That's why the Ram needs both reasons. That's why the Ram needs both reasons here. To be Masbir, why, in fact, it was not called. We said that in the Chazon Ish in Taisus, right? That Rov Klal Yisrael didn't go there. That's what we said from the Stipler B'Shem the Chazon Ish, the Dvar Avram said. Since they didn't dwell, they remained Kibush Yochid. So this is the Chiddush that we want to suggest, L'maisa, regarding this din. Okay. Now, we have 1 more minute, so we don't have enough time, L'maisa, but I wanted to bring up, let's just do it real quickly. We have 1 minute. Menachem, back into Rashi here. You see the Rashi? You read the Rashi very nicely, right? You see the Rashi? What did Rashi say on the Al-Chesim and Beis? Read the Rashi again. Kibush Yochid. Go ahead. What's that word? Kodem what? Kodem Chaluka. Excellent. What is that all about, that word Kodem Chaluka? What is Rashi saying? He says that during Yoshua's time, they captured everything that's Torah Klal Yisrael, Kodem Chaluka. Do you know what Chaluka means? It's when they distributed the lands. The first 14 years, the first 7, they captured the lands. Second 7, they distributed it to the Shvatim. Why does Rashi say, we don't have time to go through the Terutzah, we'll start here tomorrow with the Terutzah. But we're going to begin with this Kasha, lean at it. Why does Rashi say Kodem Chaluka? That Yoshua captured everything before they distributed. What do you mean before they distributed it? What's the meaning of Kodem distribution? What do you mean Kodem Chaluka? You hear what I'm saying? What does it make a difference, Kodem Chaluka? Bottom line is, Yoshua captured Al Klal Yisrael. You have to see what that means. Okay, tomorrow I got to give a shir because they have on the American holidays. Tomorrow is President's Day, so they have like Yarchei Kala. So I got to give a shir say at 9:30. So I will give the Marvachemis to Yossi Blinetter. So you come on time and say, we have shir regular time.